Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry and Laverne Kreider here today, talking about another one of these tests of leadership coming from the book, The 21 Tests of Leadership. Today we talk about one of my favorites, the test of perseverance. Effective leaders refuse to quit. It's almost like we're running a race, Laverne, and we're all in this race according to the scripture.
In fact, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, didn't he? And I can read it from 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose. And I like that. We run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified.
Wow. In Paul's day, athletic games were very, very popular.
Yes, yes.
And one of the main events was the marathon, the long distance race, which is an example of our lives as we walk with Jesus. And so if you've ever run a marathon race, you know very well, it's not a frolic in the park. I mean, it's the real deal. It's a fight. The body wants to stop. You know, urges to go on. Your lungs scream for oxygen. Your legs feel like noodles, you know. And in fact, the word used for race in the first verse above that we just talked about is the Greek word agon. And we get the English word agony from that. So running a marathon race can be pure agony. It requires perseverance. That will take every ounce of energy that you or I have, and then some more probably. So every successful leader has to pass the test of perseverance.
But with that, I feel that, again, we often talk about the hard issue.
Right, right.
And yes, there is a training. There is that sense of agony.
Right.
But we have Christ in us.
That's right.
Doing the work
That's
through
true.
Us. And I love what Oswald Chambers says. And I'm going to quote from him. He says, "We never put our dreams of success as God's purpose for us. His purpose may be exactly the opposite. We have an idea that God is leading us to a particular end, a desired goal. He is not. The question of getting to a particular end is a mere incident. What we call the process, God calls the end."
Wow.
And I remember about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I read that, and something just shifted inside of me. I'm like, oh my goodness, God's purpose is the process. And, you know, yes, we discipline ourselves, we're working toward a certain goal, we persevere, but God delights in process. And something just lifted from me. And I was just like, this is a great joy. And then he goes on to say, "What is my dream of God's purpose? His purpose is that I depend on him and on his power now." And I love this. "If I can stay in the middle of the turmoil of life, calm and unperplexed, that is the end of the purpose of God. God is not working toward a particular finish. His end is the process."
Love it.
And it brings us great freedom to know that God enjoys the process. So in the daily stuff, instead of striving and self-efforts, it's like Christ is at work within me. And God is delighting in this process. So I'm going to surrender to his process and just enjoy his process. And in that place, then I don't get tired of doing what is good. You know, Hebrews 12 says, let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So there's this sense of, okay, Christ is at work within me. And his goal is the process. So I'm going to enjoy this process, even in those days that it's not easy. And then it gets like a sense of, I'm not going to give up because he's enjoying this process.
Right.
He's at work in my life, to will and to work for his pleasure. And then not allowing things to drag us down. You know, Hebrews 12, 1 says, let's strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. So there is this sense that there's things that can hinder us. You know, there's yokes that we can carry. There's expectations that are put on us that we can carry, that and sin that can weigh us down.
Right.
And he's saying, just, you know, I'm someone that runs a race. They don't wear a wool coat. You know,
right.
they wear as little as possible so they can run like with the wind. And so there is this place. Let's throw stuff off. And the Hebrew writer said that would hinder us.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle of that, it wasn't like just some kind of self-effort. He goes, this is how you do it. You keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah,
and I love that. He says, let's keep our eyes on Jesus.
Yeah. So I love doing this with you, Laverne, because there's two sides to understanding the perseverance test. The one side is, do we have to walk in discipline? Yes, we do. But the other side is, we can't do it except understand that Christ lives in us, who gives us the strength to do it. I'm crucified with Christ. Yes. Nevertheless, I live. Christ lives
in me.
Christ in me is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory.
We have died with Christ. We're hidden with Christ in God.
Right.
Christ lives through us. He works through us.
So there's no excuse to be lazy, no excuse for lack of discipline.
That's right.
But at the same time, we can't do this on our own strength. We need God in us to do it through us.
And to know that he is just in the daily stuff of life.
Exactly.
Enjoying the process.
That is so true.
That's his goal, to see us walk in incredible peace day by day.
Here's one of my favorite stories on this, on perseverance. Mm-hmm. It's a guy named Roy Riegels.
Yeah.
And I've written this in the book, 21 Tests of Leadership, and I've used this story. I love this story. He was an All-American center for the University of California football team. And he had gone down, he has gone down in history for making a humiliating mistake in the grand final game of the 1929 season, long before we were born. But here's what happened. I quote, Roy played both offense and defense. Close to the end of the first half, a player fumbled the ball, and Roy saw his chance, scooped up the loose ball, and bolted towards the goal 65 yards away. There was one problem, however. Roy was running toward the wrong goal.
Oh.
Fortunately, one of his teammates went after him in hot pursuit and managed to tackle him. His own teammate tackled him just before he crossed the opposition's goal line. You talk about our time.
Yeah.
So it's hard to even imagine the embarrassment and the shame that Roy must have felt on the field with thousands of startled eyes focused on him, then walking off the field with head hanging low and sitting in the locker room with his teammates and coach during the halftime break. Now, they had an amazing coach, because in the locker room, the dead silence was broken only by the sobs of the All-American star. Then Coach Price, amazing guy, announced, "Men, the same team that started the first half will start the second half." Roy, face red, swollen eyes, blurted out, "Coach, I can't do it. I ruined you. I ruined the University of California. I ruined myself. I couldn't face that crowd in the stadium to save my life." And the coach said, "Get up, Roy. Go back on. The game is only half over." And Riegels was given a second chance. He accepted it and returned to the game and gave one of the most inspiring individual efforts in Rose Bowl history. He had an amazing coach who helped him walk through that. Now, there's some of you today might feel like, I've messed up so bad. You know, I tried to persevere and I messed up. God says, I'm going to give you grace. You get back in the game. I'm going to give you grace to take the next step and see God do an amazing thing in you and through you.
Because his goal is the process.
That's right. Exactly. And there you see the process right in the middle of this amazing story. So we can all relate to, you know, Riegel's going the wrong way mistake. We've all done stupid things, and I sure have. In the Bible's filled, you know, I'm sure glad my story's not in the Bible.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, from Moses to Deborah to Paul to Esther to Joshua, they made mistakes. They had to fight their battles and make it through to the end. And they were tested, but they continued on in perseverance to the end. And Paul the Apostle says it well. He says this in 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith." So notice the progression in this verse. When God calls us to start, he will see us through to the finish. And there is always a fight until the end. But God gives us grace for the fight because he works through us in the midst of it. Amazing. So bottom line is, we must refuse to quit. There's times for you and I, we almost quit in leadership and ministry years ago. Had we quit during that time, we wouldn't have seen the blessing of God in all these nations. But God gave grace not to quit in that. This has helped me tremendously over the last probably 30 years. And that is this understanding the seasons of life and understanding the seasons of fulfilling a vision, understanding the seasons of whether it's work or business or ministry or family or whatever, understanding the seasons, three basic seasons. When there's something God calls us to walk out or to walk in, some of these calls to do. There's three seasons. The first season is the honeymoon season.
It's going to apply to marriage, can it?
You know, can apply to family and to marriage and every phase of life, really. There's the honeymoon season. It's like everything is wonderful. We have this vision from God, and whether it's a vision for a family, a vision for a business, a vision for a church, a vision for whatever, ministry, we have this vision, the honeymoon season. But every honeymoon season, we'll go through the problem season. Mm-hmm. I've not met anybody yet that has not gone through the problem season.
Those are the tests.
That's when you want to quit. That's when you forget that Christ lives in you. Mm-hmm. That's we feel like God loves us because of what we do rather than who we are in Christ.
We have to perform and,
exactly.
and we have to be accepted. We have to try harder.
Right. But here's the deal. If we quit during the problem season, and many do, they miss what God's called. And if God can give them something else, you know, with God, mm-hmm. and if we trust Him, we never fail. But God may give that vision we had to somebody else and they fulfill it. But if we, during the problem season, we find the way through and we trust Him to do it through us and walk in the grace of God, we'll get into what I call the perseverance to victory season. Mm-hmm. And anyone who has seen God do anything in their lives, in their family, whatever, they realize it's the grace of God. That's the grace test we talked about before. But they realize they persevere to victory. And it's a season that God does it in us and through us. So, honeymoon season, send off. The problem season, obviously, we all go through that when things don't work out mm-hmm. the way we thought. And then the perseverance to victory season, we can trust Him. Proverbs 24:10 says, if you feel under pressure, your strength is too small. All of us go through times of pressure, but we can trust God in the midst of it. So a key posture, mm-hmm. I think, in the midst of the problem season is to not look back. A friend of mine said once, he said, when you drive down the road, if you look back too much, you run into a telephone pole, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And so we get careful, we don't look back too much. We realize God gave grace for that. God will give grace for us to walk through, we're walking through. He'll give us grace for the next season of our lives because we can trust Him.
In that problem season, what did you call that? The problem season, yeah.
Yeah, problem season.
If we truly see that God delights in the process, and He's at work in our lives, we'll say, okay, show us the bigger picture here. Instead of just like, forget it, I'm giving up. You know, we're just like, because then in those times, He can make adjustments to mm-hmm. us. He mm-hmm. can do the adjustment in our lives, and then we go to a deeper place of surrender to Him,
right,
you know.
Right. Yeah, we can trust Him. You know, bottom line is God has a call in our lives. He lives in us. He will walk through us, and we can trust Him, but we must refuse to quit unless God says quit. There's times God says quit. You know, there are times He may say that, but let's make sure God says it.
Usually He just wants to bring a change or because He never quits on us.
Exactly. But there may be a certain thing we've started and
we bring closure to.
That's a good way to say it to it. And that way we're not really quitting. You know, I love this here. George Washington was a general who lost 2/3 of all the battles he ever fought. Interesting, huh? Abraham Lincoln lost almost every election he ran for until finally he was elected president. Thomas Edison tried 200 different elements before he figured out what was the right element to use in the light bulb. In 21 years, Babe Ruth, famous baseball player, hit 714 home runs, but he struck out 1,330 times. He struck out nearly twice as often as he hit a home run. He once said this, never let the fear of striking out keep you from taking a swing.
That's really good, isn't
it? And this is not really love because obviously I'm a writer. And there's a famous novelist, a writer in England, his name is John Creasy. He got 753 rejection slips. Let me explain that. A rejection slip, especially in these days, when you'd write a book and you would give it to a publisher and they'd send you back, yes, we'll take it, or we're going to reject it. And they call those rejection slips. He had 753 rejection slips from publishers before he published his first book. Imagine that. But he went on to publish 564 books.
Yeah.
See, but he didn't quit. We all heard of Macy's department stores. R.P. Macy failed 7 times as an entrepreneur in retailing, and then he started Macy's department store. Amazing. So that's why we walk in the grace of God. That's why we walk in discipline. That's why we realize we're in a race. That's why we realize in the problem stage, God will give us the way through if we trust Him.
And we take the word of God in James. Didn't we just study that in our house church the other day? You know, that it's in the
James
seasons.
James
1. It says, count it all joy when you walk through these trials, you know, because it does bring endurance in our lives and character.
Yeah.
And gets us prepared for, you know, the next steps.
Exactly. Philippians 3:12 says this, not that I have already attained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on.
I like that.
To take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. So Jesus took hold of us. We hang on to Jesus and we press on together. And that's kind of determination we need to trust Jesus for Christ to work through us and realize again, say it again, that, you know, the process is really what God's looking at. That's often the end goal. We look for the end goal.
Yeah.
He's looking for the process. What's Christ doing in us through the whole process? Yeah.
And just reiterating that scripture in Hebrews 12:1, I love that scripture. You know, where Paul, it was the Hebrew writer, right?
Yeah.
We're not sure who the Hebrew writer
is.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it says, verse 1, let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. And it says, and this is some translation says, this is a secret. This is how we do it. We keep our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. And I just know that this has been so real in my life over the years when I wanted to compare, when I heard all these voices, you know, do this, do that, or, you know, opinions. And the Lord would just gently say, Laverne, this is how you run the race. Keep your eyes, look to me. Find your identity in me. Look to me. And in fact, the verse 3 says, consider Jesus.
Wow.
You meditate on who he is and receive him and keep your eyes on him no matter what. And it just gets us through with thankful hearts.
Yeah.
You know?
And Paul was just really shared his heart openly in 1 Corinthians 9:27. I'll close with this. He said, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should do. Otherwise, I feel like after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Mm-hmm. So the race we're in is not against any other person. It's just knowing Christ lives in us. He's a call in our lives. We walk with others. We encourage others in this race, in this marathon
That's
together.
Good.
And Christ does it in us and through us, and we can trust him with the process. So remember, every person goes through three seasons, sometimes many times in their lives. It could be in marriage. It could be in family. Mm-hmm. This could be in church. It could be in business, many, many areas. And that is the honeymoon stage, original vision, the perseverance stage, the problem stage, you know, where things don't turn out the way we thought, and we go back to God. And then the perseverance, the victory season, in that season of lives. And God, that's where God wants to get us.
And in that place, he's developing our character,
exactly.
His character in us, which is incredible.
It's Christ in us, giving us the grace to do what he's called us to do. We can't do it, but he lives in us and gives us the grace to pass these tests, all these tests of leadership and many more, and especially the perseverance tests. So glad you joined us today for the Larry Crider Leadership Podcast. Check out the show notes. They've got a lot more on there for you, some key highlights from today. You can pick up the book, The Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership. That's all in the show notes. And we're blessed to have you with us. Reaching 170-plus nations with this podcast, Leadership Podcast. And we look forward to seeing you back here again real soon. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com. We'll be right back.